Smash Mouth collisions typically happen on defense, but it's this offensive hit that Keith Byers put on Pepper Johnson is one that went down in Eagles history. With that, we give you Prior to the Snap.
In a rivalry that dates back to the 1930s, the Eagles and Giants have had many memorable plays. But there was one moment between Keith Byers and Pepper Johnson in 1990 that made the Eagles burn a timeout to watch the replay again. It was week 12, and the Giants came to town with an undefeated record of 10-0. The Eagles had gotten off slowly at 2-4, but had a four-game winning streak going themselves. Randall Cunningham had the offense running on all cylinders, but the Giants' defense had allowed only 24 points in their previous four games. New York opened the scoring with a touchdown in the first quarter. The Eagles would answer as rookie wide receiver Fred Barnett hauled in a 49-yard touchdown pass from Cunningham to tie it at 7. 4 minutes into the second quarter, the Eagles are driving in Giants territory. On first down at the Giants' 38-yard line, Cunningham dropped back and looked to pass. With no one open, he started to run down the sideline and look for blockers. As he pointed out Pepper Johnson, Keith Byers entered the picture and absolutely de-cleated him. The stadium erupted for the huge hit and 18-yard gain. The replays on the screen in the stadium actually distracted the Eagles enough that they had to use a timeout to see it again. Fortunately for Johnson, he was not injured on the hit by Byers, who was in fact a good friend and college teammate of Johnson's at Ohio State. Johnson was even the best man when Byers got married. That hit set the tone for the rest of the game as Cunningham would finish the drive with a 1-yard touchdown run. The Giants would score again to cut the lead to 1 before halftime, but the Eagles' defense would shut them out in the second half. A Roger Ruzek field goal was the only scoring in the third quarter to stretch the lead to 4. The Eagles put the game away in the fourth, however, when fellow rookie wide receiver Calvin Williams scored off a deflected pass intended for Barnett. Byron Evans sealed the deal with this 23-yard interception return for a touchdown off Phil Sims. It's usually a big hit from the defense which sets the tone for a game, but this time, it was an offensive player who had guys looking over their shoulder the rest of the day.